Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend. Oh, I want to get away. Fly away. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Want to get away?
It's heel time if you're a traveler. A lot of people are planning already their winter vacation, Thanksgiving, Christmas, etc., 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 etc. So we're going to work our way through some of those deals, ideas from Pauline Frommer, who works with her family. Frommers.com is the website. The Frommer Travel Guides are a legend around the world for bringing you great ideas and great deals. And I want to talk to Pauline about the TSA lines as well. All that in the focus as we travel together here.
Today on App Check, LeafSnap uses visual recognition software to identify any tree species. Great database, but it has real problems identifying leaves, and that's the whole idea. LeafSnap struck out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. When do most kids take their first drink of alcohol? Well, this answer will surprise you. Here's the science of it. No one will argue that kids and alcohol, it's a first-rate problem. And researchers have found that a large number of individuals who experience serious alcohol problems started drinking right about the time they hit adolescence. In fact, young people who take up alcohol before age 15 are four times as likely to become alcohol dependent as those who waited until age 21. But get this, the rate of alcohol abuse more than doubles in youngsters who start drinking before age 15. What's the cheap psychological trick? This is a clarion call. First, the adolescent takes the drink, and then, if they're not real careful, the drink takes the adolescent. More info at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Let's pay attention to our travel needs. Pauline Frommer from the Frommer's Travel Guides, Frommer's.com. I wondered, Pauline, before we get into some of the deals that are around, what you are making of the long lines, the TSA lines, just sort of disappearing, poof.
They fixed it.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like they were able to move agents to where they needed to be. They've been using a lot of pre-check, perhaps with people who aren't pre-checked, which makes me a little nervous.
Yeah.
But they were able to scramble and fix the problem.
And that sort of speaks to what I thought they could have done at the time anyway, but neither at this point doesn't make any difference. Looking in the past, looking in the rearview mirror does us no good whatsoever. It's the
only reason it does us good is we look at what funding will and won't do.
Yeah.
They had underfunded the TSA. The TSA hadn't been replacing agents who had left, and we had this huge problem. So they got a block of money, and they were able to fix the problem.
All right. Now, into the present and the future, as we go into the fall, what do you see as the best opportunities for people who like fall vacations, whether it's domestically or internationally? I'm looking at some prices on hotels in Cancun that look pretty good, some cruises that look pretty good. Is there a general overview or a thinking that things will be less expensive or better deals?
Well, every place where the leaves don't turn gorgeous colors, you're going to see good deals. Any place where there's leaf peeping, prices spike. So that's a lot of New England.
Yes.
I'm in Nantucket right now as
Are
I'm
you?
Speaking to you. Yes,
yeah.
One of the most gorgeous islands in all of New England.
Yeah.
And prices here are going to plunge in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
so you can go to this fabulous island for very little money then.
Nantucket, Martha's Vineyard, Block Island. And then there are some off of Cape Ann on the northern side of Boston that are fabulous. You go to some of those islands, Bailey and Orr's Island off the coast of Maine, southern Maine. Have you ever been to any of those islands up there?
Those are gorgeous.
Yeah,
Orr's Island, Bailey Island. Yeah.
Yeah, they're very cool.
Oh,
places.
They're absolutely fabulous. Right now, I'm looking at the harbor. There's flowering plants all around me. There's the beach. It couldn't get better. In terms of Cancun, prices drop there in the fall because of hurricane season.
Yep.
That's why you see the drops. That's why you see the drops, the cruises, too.
Go enjoy a hurricane up front, up close and personal. That's what you got to do when you go to Cancun.
Right.
Yeah. The thing that I like about Nantucket or the islands and going to the Cape is you can have clams for breakfast. There's a way to start the day. It's just a fun atmosphere. It feels good. It looks good. It's just kind of neat.
History, natural sites, lighthouses. Yeah. It really doesn't get better.
Yeah. Well, enjoy yourself while you're there. Thank you for being here with information on travel. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, the home of the Frommers Travel Guide.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.